Lesson 14. And mag verb forms. The most commonly used verbs in the Tagalog either have an infix or mag prefix. These verbs emphasize the doer of the action or the act itself. And mag verbs are formed in the following ways. 1. Verb forms. For verb roots beginning with vowels, attach as a prefix. Example,
alis.
Infinitive,
umalis.
Imperative,
umalis.
Past,
umalis.
Present,
umaalis.
And future,
aalis.
2. For verb roots beginning with consonants, attach as an infix to the root immediately following the initial consonant. Example,
kain.
Infinitive,
kumain.
Imperative,
kumain.
Past,
kumain.
Present,
kumakain.
And future,
kakain.
2. Mag verb forms. 1. For verb roots beginning with vowels, attach mag, followed by a hyphen before the verb root. The hyphen denotes a glottal stop after mag. Example,
aral.
Infinitive,
mag-aral.
Imperative,
mag-aral.
Past,
nag-aral.
Present,
nag-aaral.
And future,
mag-aaral.
2. For verb roots beginning with consonants, attach mag in front of the root. Example,
luto.
Infinitive,
magluto.
Imperative,
magluto.
Past,
nagluto.
Present,
nagluluto.
Future,
magluluto.
Note that the present tense denotes habitual and ongoing action. Examples of and mag verbs.
Pumunta, umalis, dumating, kumain, umupo, sumulat, bumasa, humingi, gumawa, lumangoy, umiyak, bumili, kumanta, umawit, tumugtog, uminom, magsalita, mag-usap, magsulat, magluto, maglaro, mag-away, maglakad, magbayad, magtanim, magsayaw, mag-isip, maglinis, magpunta, magtanong, magbili.
Sentence patterns. There are two different sentence patterns for and mag verbs, where the doer or subject occupies different positions within the sentences. The first sentence pattern is the verb doer or subject object or modifier pattern. Sample sentences follow.
Kumain si Peter ng kanin.
Peter ate rice.
Pumasok ang bata sa paaralan.
The child went to school.
Sumulat siya ng kwento.
He or she wrote a story.
Naglakad si Mary kahapon.
Mary walked yesterday.
Nagluto sila ng gulay.
They cooked vegetables. The second sentence pattern is the verb object or modifier doer or subject pattern. Sample sentences follow.
Kumain ng kanin si Peter.
Peter ate rice.
Pumasok sa paaralan ang bata.
The child went to school.
Sumulat ng kwento siya.
He or she wrote a story.
Naglakad kahapon si Mary.
Mary walked yesterday.
Nagluto ng gulay sila.
They cooked vegetables. Both sentence patterns are correct, but in sentences with pronouns such as siya and sila as the subject, the first structural pattern is preferred. Other sample sentences are,
Dumating si Helen kahapon.
Helen arrived yesterday.
Sumusulat si Ginang Smith.
Mrs. Smith is writing.
Nagsasalita ang bata.
The child is talking.
Naglalaro ang aking mga anak.
My children are playing.
Nagluto ba kayo ng kanin?
Did you cook rice?
Bumasa tayo ng isang kwento.
Let us read a story.
Uminom kayo ng kape.
You drink coffee.
Umiinom ng gatas ang bata.
The child is drinking milk. The child drinks milk.